on this beautiful Easter morning. Let us together reflect on a question that maybe we've thought about before in our life. What would you do if you suddenly found yourself with $180 million? I know, just what you were thinking you'd get preached at, right? On Easter Sunday. No, this was not the most recent donation we got at our parish. The reason I want to pose this question is because it's a great deal of responsibility that comes with such an incredible gift. In 1858, three daughters from a prestigious East Coast family inherited that equivalent of just that much, $180 million, when their father passed away. Now, all three of these sisters divided up their respective funds and began to discern what God desired them to do with the resources that had been entrusted to them. Catherine Drexel was one of these three sisters who decided to put all of her money into helping the Native American and African American populace to get education and equal rights in our country. Now, in the process of doing this, Catherine established 51 convents, 49 elementary schools, 12 high schools, and Xavier University in New Orleans, Louisiana. Now, the reason that she did this was not because of sympathy for those who did not have resources, nor was it to build a reputation for herself. Catherine Drexel poured out her life for one reason: imitation. She fell in love. For as a young child, she encountered the Christ, and she knew from that time forward that such a love was worthy of imitation. The more that she came to know Jesus, the more that she took on his heart that loved those whom she ministered to. It was love that directed her spending of her inheritance. It was love that guided the direction of her life. It was love that strengthened her to surrender the luxuries that could have easily been hers to give to those who had not. Her encounter with love changed everything in her life and the lives of those that she ministered to. Now, the reason I begin with this story is because today's feast of Easter is the feast of love. For it is the recognition of love rejected on Good Friday, the worst that humanity could deal out, and then love conquering on Easter morning, a thing that only God could do. Easter is that point in history where we see the power found in the heart of God manifest for this world. A heart that says, I know that you rejected my love, but I do not hold that against you. I have come to give you even what you did not know that you needed. The resurrection of our Lord is meant to give us Christians the courage to wield love no matter what the cost. But in order to wield such a powerful weapon in this world, we first must encounter it. This is what Easter is all about for us believers. It is about God's undefeated love for us. Because of this Easter resurrection, we know that our worst cannot destroy the love that God has for us. For love like this is uniquely God's. A love that is truly disarming. A love that is disorienting. So disorienting that the disciples today in the gospel barely know what to do with it. They simply just run, hoping to make sense out of what is happening. It is always interesting to me that on Easter, out of all of the gospels that the church could have chosen to be proclaimed today, it is not Jesus that is featured in the gospel, but rather his disciples. As if the church is trying to say to us this morning, look what happens when you disciples encounter love. You too, church, as you gather for worship this day, are to become witnesses of this mystery. Today's gospel beautifully begins with Mary Magdalene, who was plucked from the very depths of hell, raised up, and became the very ambassador to love itself. A woman who early in her life loved things and used people. But after one encounter with the Lord, that past was transformed into a future filled with hope. As Christ desired to show the world what love was capable of doing. And no one was better suited to proclaim this message than Mary Magdalene. For as Jesus would say in the gospel, to defend her against the attacks of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he would say, whoever has been forgiven much, loves much. And indeed, the heart of Mary Magdalene was the only one large enough to hold the proclamation on Easter morning. We Christians are to be recipients of such a powerful love as this, that just waits to be received, endures being rejected, and is given without condition or reservation to those who have the humility to admit, my life is incomplete without Jesus Christ at the center of it. St. John Paul II is so beautifully quoted as saying, man cannot live without love. His life is senseless if love is not revealed to him. If he does not encounter love, if he does not experience it and make it his own, if he does not participate intimately in it, all of our Lord's preaching and ministry are summed up in today's feast of Easter, the feast of love and new life, a feast that promises new beginnings to those who trust him. Now just think of how many of Jesus' stories throughout the gospel, his parables, his words are all about an unconditional love that cannot be defeated. The prodigal son, the good Samaritan, the good shepherd, the two debtors. Not to mention the people that he chooses to interact with in his life. The tax collector, the penitent woman, and every one of his 12 disciples are all recipients of love that is completely and undeservedly given. Pure free gift. Our Lord reveals to us a truth that all of us can experience. Love, always, by its nature, transforms. Because true love is not about convenience or personal gain. It is not a worldly force. It is divine, and it changes whatever it touches. This is why true love has the power to move hearts, whether that is love being given to another or love that we receive in our own lives. Just think of those times in life where love has moved your heart. They are times that are seeped in tenderness, times that we cannot wait to go back in our own heart and imagination. Just recently, my little cousin is preparing for her first communion in just a couple of weeks. And one of her projects that she had to do was to draw this picture board and answer these questions. One of these questions on the board was, what is your favorite thing to do? And as soon as she read it, she went into her room and she colored a picture of two stick figures on a couch. And she wrote underneath it, what my favorite thing to do is to snuggle with my mom. Of course, to all of us cousins gathered, and her mom especially, our hearts just melted. Because it's things like this, a love that transforms, that just melts us. Christ rising from the tomb is to be a reminder to us that God's love is capable of breaking through the barriers that we had once believed impossible to break through. He conquers sin, rejection, betrayal, and transforms death. And he welcomes us to receive that love that we yearn for, and that the world comes up empty-handed and unable to give. Today's celebration of Easter Sunday is an invitation for us to experience firsthand the risen Lord in our life. To conclude today, I just want to speak the words that our Lord gave to a saint in Poland named Saint Faustina. Saint Faustina received many revelations of Jesus coming to her, exposing his heart with rays of love for this world. And in one of these revelations, our Lord came with tears in his eyes, his heart exposed. And Faustina said, what's wrong, my Lord? To which he responded, my heart is hurting because I have love to give to this world, but this world will not receive it. Let us be the ones to relieve this heart that is yearning for a place to give its love. The heart that rose from the grave to give us a chance of what it means to truly be alive in this world.